Thank you. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Last night, there were several couples in the church that housed people, students, and we want to thank you for doing that. Yeah. And I want to thank Pastor and Miss Donna for having Western Michigan Teen Challenge here again this year. It's a blessing to us to come every year and just be in your presence. I don't know if all of you know, I travel to a lot of churches, but this is a church where you really meet with God.
Amen.
Amen. And I am so thankful for the presence of God in this house, in this place. I think Pastor's told you about everything you need to know about Teen Challenge. And so we just recorded a new CD, and Christy's with us this morning again, and we're thankful for her. And my wife is with us. We'll try to get our sound set right here.
Washes
organ track. Thanks for your help down there.
Hallelujah.
Where's Brenna? Oh, here you are. This girl is from right near Teen Challenge, was acquainted with Teen Challenge for years, but there came a time when she just really needed the program. We work, again, mostly with drug addicts and alcoholics. People look at our group and say, well, they don't look like they've ever been involved in drug abuse or drug addiction or alcoholism. Well, I just say Jesus does a real good job, doesn't he? Yeah. Amen. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. But this is Brenna. You'll never forget her. God has just worked a miracle in her life. By the way, she goes for sentencing this month, and praise God. Well, at any rate, we're believing God for a miracle at the sentencing. Amen. We're sending letters to the judge and so on and so on. We're believing God for a miracle.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Brenna. I'm 31 and I'm from Grand Haven. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There's freedom in this place. You know, we talked about worshiping from our hearts today, and it's just, I thank God that He's in charge of those bleachers because we came to praise the Lord, you know? I was raised in an awesome home. My dad was 13 months clean when I was born, so my family knew all about the destruction of drugs and alcohol, but God never allowed me to see that. To this day, they're my biggest supporters, you know, and my best friends after Jesus, and I'm so grateful that God, you know, gave me people in my life and continues to put people in my life, just like Miss Sherry, that show me God's love. Because without it, I would be dead. Without His grace, I should be dead over and over. I found alcohol at a young age, and it took over my mind. I thought that, you know, it made me more fun and prettier and everything else. I went to Michigan State, continued to drink my way through college. I got pregnant, hid an entire pregnancy from my roommates and my family. You know, had a son that was born with complications who today is a beautiful 9-year-old, you know, that I don't deserve, but he loves me. And today he wants to be around me. But the past 9 years, his whole life, I've been in and out of treatment. I've been to treatment a dozen times, been to psych wards, detox centers, you name it, I've tried it. But I wouldn't let God fill that hole in my heart. And when I got to Teen Challenge, I was facing another detox. And alcohol detox will kill you. And I've had seizures. And I've been, you know, medically hospitalized to detox numerous times. But I was just at the end. And I thought it would just be better if I died that night. But my sisters here laid hands on me that Friday night. And I know that I know I was supernaturally healed at that altar. Because I did not detox. You know, I got up the next day, I could walk, I could eat, I could function, and he did that so that he could work his way through my heart and continue to transform my mind every single day. You know, we were watching something last night, and it just kept talking about the book of John, and you know, the thief came but to steal, kill, and destroy, and every single one of us can tell you about that. Yeah. But I don't need to, because we know Satan's power, and I'm done working for Satan. Yeah, right. Jesus came so that I can have life and have it more abundantly than I could ever imagine. And I'm facing some consequences that came about while I was at Teen Challenge. But you know what? The Lord will use it for good. Because all things will work together for my good. Because I love Him and I trust Him today. And I trust Him with my life. So I don't have fear. I'm not consumed by a little bit of jail time. Or, you know, an absence from something I might miss in life. I know that He has a plan to use me. And wherever I go, if I continue to share His word and just walk in His will, then I have a future and an eternity brighter than I can even imagine. And I'm so excited. Thank you. Thank you, host families. This has been an amazing blessing. Thank you, Miss Sherry.
God bless you. She's a bright spot at Teen Challenge. Amen. She's working with us today in ministry now. She's facing this sentence coming up on the what date?
28th.
So remember that. In your prayers, 28th of June. But we're believing God already for a miracle. And we're just trusting the Lord. She'll do no jail time or anything like that. Praise God. This is Miriam. And she comes out of the Amish community. And God has just totally changed her life. And, you know, even in the Amish community, there's a lot of drugs, a lot of things going on there, and everybody needs Jesus.
Amen.
That's it. And this is Miriam, and I'll just let her tell her story.
Hi, as he said, I'm Miriam. I'm 20 years old. I'm from Indiana, and I've been in the program a little over 6 months now. And I was born and raised in a very good home. I was very sheltered growing up, and as I got older, I was very rebellious. And I got introduced to drugs at the age of 17. I got pregnant with my baby at 18, and after my baby, I turned to IV heroin use, and it just led me down a very dark path. And, you know, coming through the doors of Teen Challenge, I was very lost, I was hopeless, and my family and my friends didn't want to be around me anymore. But, you know, God revealed himself to me so much when I came into the program, and I'm still amazed to this day just the different ways that he showed up. And, you know, having that relationship with him has changed my life. And it's like I don't even deserve his love, but he chose me and he redeemed me, and I'm so thankful. It's nothing that I did, but it's because he is good. And I just give God all the glory and the honor and the praise. And thank you all so much for your support and your love for this ministry. We were so looking forward to this weekend. Thank you.
Amen. We want the mother of the group to come. She's married, Melissa, but she's just doing great in the program. God saved her at a real point in her life where she needed Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor Moses. We appreciate it. I was lucky. Usually he introduced me as the oldest teenager at Teen Challenge, which I hate to surprise you, but I am. My name is Melissa. If you can't tell, I'm from Nashville, Tennessee. So I bring Southern hospitality to you. I grew up in a very loving, very Christian household. I couldn't have asked for anything more than I had. Successful, was loved all my life, successful at everything I touched. And at age 40, I became a very successful functioning alcoholic. Hid it well from my family, continued, had good jobs, raised my family in the church. I was in the church all the time. I've been here at Teen Challenge almost 10 months. 10 months and a week ago, in the matter of 1 week, I lost my job, I lost my home, and I was living in a hotel room. Never say never. Never get comfortable. Never leave him. Amen. He didn't leave me. I left him. I was in this hotel room and did not know what I was going to do. Called the shelters, thought I could recover like I've always done, bounce back, be back out doing what I always did, hiding everything in a week, and couldn't find a place to go. Shelters, they were all full, could not find anywhere, didn't want to call my family and confess to what I had been hiding from them for so many years. Sitting on the hotel bed, you know, I just let out a little cry, God, what am I going to do? Turned on the cable TV, and the first thing that popped up was the cable commercial about the rehab centers, you know, the ones with the pool and the masseuse and everything else. Okay, I just shook my head. It was like, okay, you know, I can't. Mm-mm. 5 clicks of the channel later, 5 rehab commercials later, when I hit the Weather Channel and the rehab commercial was on there, I knew God was talking to me. He found me in that seedy hotel room in Nashville, Tennessee. I knew someone might, well, my nephews had come through Teen Challenge, and I just picked up the phone. It took me 1 phone call, and 48 hours later, I left Nashville, and I was in Muskegon. I found what I needed. I found what I had left. Like I said, Jesus and God never left me. I left him. Found him again. I found the faith in myself again. I'm not old enough yet to retire, so I'm going to have to go back out in the workforce. But, you know, I've got God by my side, and I know I can do whatever it takes, whatever it takes. Thank you, God. Thank you, Pastor. I love you, and thank you for your support. It's people like you that keep me going. Thank you for hearing my testimony.
Just 2 things. This is a newsletter that we put out to all of our prayer partners and contributors. And we do have monthly contributors, people who join our mailing list and support us on a monthly basis. And if you're interested in that, we don't want your tithe that goes to your local church, but sign this card in the foyer over here today, and then we'll get you on the mailing list. Each month you'll get a newsletter, get an envelope like this. You just sign it, or you just make out a check and put it in here and send it back to the program. And that's how we stay in touch with you on a monthly basis. This is Peter, and he's been in the program how long now, Peter? 8 months. Coming along great. God's blessing his life. Share with us.
Good morning, church. I'm Peter. I'm from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Been in the program 8 months. 29 years old. I grew up in a loving Christian home. Started attending church 9 months before I was born. Christian schools my whole life, youth group, all that. I did it all. I started falling away from God in high school. Started experimenting with drugs and alcohol, and alcohol took me on a dark, dark path of destruction and turmoil. Started losing faith in my family, trust in my family, trust in my friends. I got in trouble with the law. I lost jobs. I got DUIs. Spent some time in jail. And I tried rehabs. I tried AA, and I tried all the things that the world has to offer, and they didn't work. I was at a breaking point. I knew I was going to die because the doctors told me my liver was bad, but I couldn't stop. So my dad came to me and said, what about Teen Challenge? I had no idea what it was. He said it was a year to 13-month program, discipleship program, where you live with 60 guys. And I said, no way. That's not for me. And 2 days later, I was there. I thank God that he brought me in there. I walked through those doors, and I was only planning on staying for a week just to see how it was, get my parents off my back. And I could see the love and the joy and the peace in everyone's eyes, and I wanted it. I never saw it in any rehab or anything like that, and I wanted it. And I was immediately surrounded with love. And through the chapels and through all the classes, I knew the Bible. I knew memory verses. I knew the stories, but I never had a relationship with God. And that's what Teen Challenge has given me, a relationship with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I'm so thankful for his mercy and his grace that has me here today. And all of you people that support us, it's amazing. My family is being restored. My friends are calling my parents and saying, where is he? I hear he's doing good. I mean, things they're happening. Doors are opening. It's wonderful. And I know now that he who begun a good work in me will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. So thank you for listening. Thank you.
This is my dear wife, Michelle. Hello. And we've been married now over 35 years, and she's just been faithful to serve God. She's a woman of prayer. She's a woman of the Word, a great teacher in the Scripture. And I just want you to, she teaches the girls, and I just want her to give a word of testimony before, just anything. Say hi, whatever.
Well, hello. We love being with you. This is a church that you feel the love of Jesus. Yes. You feel that you guys love God. Love it. Love it. Always enjoy coming here and being with you and all the many people we've left. And yes, okay. But anyway, bless the Lord. And God is good. Amen? Amen. Amen. I tell you, just listening to these testimonies, and yes, I've heard them before, but it's amazing these miracles God is doing. I mean, it's the real deal. I mean, it's just exciting. And you just look and you think, God is really moving in a powerful way. And it's very exciting. It's very exciting to see and be a part. And you know what? It's an encouragement, too, because you think, well, God is moving, so the same power that changes a life that like that can help me with my problems that I think are so big. Because God is mighty. God is almighty and glorious and all-powerful. And, oh, I just hope you walk away feeling encouraged in the Lord, knowing that God is able to meet all your needs, no matter what it is. financial, emotional, physical, whatever the need is, God is bigger than that, and he's going to meet it because he loves you. And God bless you.
Amen. That's true. Amen. Praise the Lord. Pastor, we're going to ask you to come now, and we're going to sing a song after a second.
If you were to drive 131 down to Grand Rapids, head west on 96, and you were to go as far as you could west till you came to Highway 31 and you started to head south, the first exit would be Ponte Luna Road, first or second exit. You couldn't exit it today because it's all closed off, but normally you could exit it. If you took a left, you would go a block over and another half a block to the south, and you would see the Women's Center of Western Michigan Teen Challenge. Rather new. How many years old? How many years old? The Women's Center? 10 years? 12 years? Something like that.
No, we started the Women First, so that would be about 40.
Oh, excuse me. Moses is speaking again. 44 years ago. But there's a new center there with new buildings.
Yes, new.
And you drive onto the grounds, and it's just gorgeous. One, two, three, maybe four buildings. A state-of-the-art kitchen. And it's just, it's a really great facility.
Yes, amen.
If you were to go west on Ponte Luna Road, about a mile or two, on the right-hand side, you would see a facility that is on acreage with woods behind it. And I believe it might have been an old school or something. What
yes.
was it? One an elementary school? Or
right.
An elementary school. They've taken this facility, and they've taken such good care of it. We were just there a couple weeks ago, and every time I drive onto your property, Don and I are just like, this is so nice. I'd kind of like to come here and live. Donna said, I'd like to leave you there sometimes, too. But dormitories, gymnasium, chapel, grounds, ball diamond, outbuildings that take care of all the things that need to support this type of ministry. And it's all first class. And I don't mean multi-million dollars worth of new buildings. I just mean what's there is taken care of incredibly.
Amen.
That is truth. And we've had a part of that.
Yes, sir.
We've had a part of that.
Yes.
We support the ministry through your missions faith promises at $200 a month. But that's just the beginning. That's just an ongoing offering to help the ministry. Year after year after year, we've had this ministry come to CCC, and we've picked out a project. And one time we bought $10,000 worth of mattresses.
Thank you.
Another time we put air conditioning into buildings. The women are saying thank you. The men don't have air conditioning, okay? There was no amen from this part of the choir right then. Freezers. A year or two ago, we bought meat. I mean, $10,000 worth of meat. Office facilities and things like that. And it's been our joy. It's been our absolute joy to do that. I want to thank this congregation.
Yes.
Over the last number of years that these people have come, you have given $190,000 to this ministry. Probably, hands down, the largest supported ministry out of CCC. And you see the results of that. I want to commend all of you. I don't know when we've had a group here from you in recent years where you glow with the presence of the Lord. You guys look really good. You know, you look as good as Moses does, and look how old he is. Huh? You see? Okay. You know, whenever we have this group come to us, we talk about a project, and some of these projects are just kind of everyday things. But ministries have everyday needs. They have an everyday need. There's no frill about this. There's no, when you hear it, there's really no even excitement about it. Other than, when I tell you what it is, you will know that a ministry like this would have to have this in order to function. Just plain and simple. They desperately need a new phone system for their entire ministry. And I have a strong feeling about this because I don't know, Leon, how many years ago it was, but 7, 8, 9 years ago, time goes fast, we were operating with a phone system that was so antiquated.
Yeah.
It was so challenging. Do you remember how many years ago it was? What? Okay, about maybe 5 years ago, 6 years ago. And we didn't have enough of phones for the number of offices we had, and it was just a mess. Cost us $23,000. Now, we never came to you and made an appeal for that. We just made it happen out of the tithe, Sunday after Sunday after Sunday after Sunday. Well, these people have no place to go for this type of a ministry or this type of a need,
yeah,
other than something like this. Now, I know they've done their homework because they can put a new phone system in their entire ministry for $11,000. I would say that's half of what we put into ours. And ours is not a fancy schmancy. It's just pick up the phone and answer. I'm going to ask you all to listen to the Lord and give as generously as you can and the Lord has placed in your heart so that these people can go home and buy and install a new phone system. And you think about how that will work. Every time a call comes in from a desperate family, I've heard them. I've heard those calls. I've been on the other end of the line when I've heard those calls. Call comes in from a desperate family. We have a son or daughter that needs your ministry. They won't get cut off. They won't get disconnected. Unless you push the wrong button. That might happen. Because I do that often. They'll get handled in a Christ-like way that will bring new students into the program. Father, I've done my best to present a need, and I know these people are listening, not to me right now, but they're listening to the Lord of the harvest as to what they could do. Speak to us as to what we can do in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you take an offering envelope from in front of you on the right-hand side where it says especially for Western Michigan Teen Challenge. WMTC works fine. Western Michigan Teen Challenge. Checks made payable to Christian Celebration Center. There may be a businessman here today that says, I could do 5,000 of that 11,000. Then do it. Just be obedient to the Lord. Let's just see what the Lord will do here today. If you say, Pastor, I want to give, but I want a couple of paydays because I really want to give to this. Pull the pledge card. They're throughout the auditorium right in front of you. Fill it out. Keep the reminder. Drop the large portion in. If it's easier for you to do it at a kiosk on your way out, fine. If it's easier to go home and do it online this afternoon, fine. We'll bring all of your pledges, your online giving, your giving and the offering together. We'll send them a check this week, and we're going to believe it's going to be on the north side of $11,000. Thank you for hearing Pastor's heart for this ministry. Please serve us. We have prayed. The ushers will serve. Please You can sing. Sing it again. I want you to sing it again. Sing the song again.
Amen.
I want every person in this auditorium to answer the question. Do you know about the love of Jesus? Do you know about the grace of Jesus? Do you know about the power of Jesus? That's the question you're being asked. Sing it again, please.
Sent to me from
on the throne, a song of love.
The love of Jesus, let me tell you about the love of Jesus. God so loved the world that he sent his only son. He only had one. And he sent his son to be the sacrifice for your sin. Because ever since the beginning of time, the only way you take care of sin is to have a sacrifice. And in the Old Testament, there was sacrifice after sacrifice after sacrifice after sacrifice, and sin after sin after sin after sin. More sacrifice, more sacrifice, more sacrifice. And finally, God said, we'll do it once and for all. And so he sent his son. He sent his son for your sin. He sent his son for my sin. He sent his son for the sin of every person on this stage. And I think there are a number of you here today who fill Peter's position. Ben leaned over to me and said, they call him Mustache at the center. Mustache's position. And that is simply this. You know about Jesus, but you're not walking in relationship with Jesus. And Peter would say to you, come into relationship. Come into relationship. Come into relationship today. God will show you his grace. God will not beat you up. God will do nothing but put his arms of love around you and woo you to himself. It won't happen outside of Jesus. It won't happen because of your good works. It'll happen because of the love of Jesus and the grace of Jesus. But I want to talk to you about the third stanza. Do you know about the power of Jesus? The power of Jesus can change a life. And if you're here today, and I want you to hear Pastor very closely, and you have any addictive structures in your life, I want to tell you why it's so easy for you and I to get a hold of addictive structures. There is a reason why. There's a biblical reason why. In James, we are told that God put a spirit in us, and that spirit tends towards envy, which means we want this and we want that. And we want the next thing. And we want the next thing. And we want it all. And God put that spirit in us. Let me tell you why he did. So that you would want him. And you would envy for him above and beyond everything else. And that's why the golden rule of the Old Testament into the New Testament is love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your might. Take everything that God put within you and say, I want God. I want God. I want you to sing the song again. I want you to sing it again. And when they start singing it, on the very first word, if you're here and you are not in relationship with Jesus, I want you to step out and come to this altar. If you're here, just wait. Not yet. Don't start flying that 747 yet, okay? And if you're here today and you say, Pastor, I have an issue in my life. See, one of the reasons, unless we bridge the gap, that this service falls short of what God would have is because we look at all these people and say, I've never done marijuana. I've never done crack. I've never drank an ounce of alcohol in my life. But I sure love to sit down at the table and eat. We all have addictive natures. And you will never have your addictions broke until you admit you have one. You will never get saved till you admit you're a sinner and you need a Savior. So why don't we just do it all together? Why don't we just admit that we're a sinner and we need a Savior if you have never done that before in your life and come forward? And if you have addictive things in your life, they don't have to be drugs and they don't have to be alcohol, and they can be. But whatever they are, as soon as they start to sing the first word of this song, I'm going to ask everyone who needs a relationship with Jesus and who needs an addiction broken in their life to step into that aisle with an admission and come to this altar. And once the altar is filled, I'm asking the eldership and the deacons to come and minister to people. Start to sing the song, please. They're coming already. People are starting to come. Sing the song, please.
A song of love and grace. If anybody knows about the grace of Jesus, I do.
Come on to the altar, friends.
Oh,
feel free to come to the altar, friends.
If
you want to know more about the grace of God, come to the altar.
My constant faith.
Lord, that the scripture says that we overcome by the word of our testimony. And I thank you for these testimonies, life-changing testimonies today, who've come in contact with the love of God, who've come in contact with the grace of God, who've come in contact with the power of God. Help us all to understand, Lord, until we admit we need you, you can't help us. So, Lord, for those who are at the altar right now who are entering into relationship with you, oh, I pray it would be sweet as they put their faith and their trust in you. And Peter's testimony would be echoed many times over at this altar. I pray for others, Lord, who are at this altar with addictions in their lives. They've not been able to break. They've not been able to see a victory. I thank you they're coming in contact with the grace and the power of God today. The power of God that sets the captive free. And we look to you and we rely upon you to set us free so that we can say, not wanting, but knowing, he who the Son sets free is free indeed. Thank you, Lord. And I ask, Lord, as we dismiss this service, that all the believers in the church house today would leave with encouragement that they can go to the captive and they can tell the captive with authority, Jesus can set you free. Jesus can set you free. I pray we would not shy away from that testimony, but that testimony would be loud, loud and clear from this church house and from this people today. I pray now that the grace and the love and the power of God would be with us this coming week. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a good day, everybody. God bless you.